Well, we milked in that shed there until we built this dairy barn out here.
So you always milked them inside, huh?
Yeah, you nearly have to get them up where you can feed them. But. Well, used to whenever just milking, we just milk them out in a lot where we didn't feed them, just have a cow out for them. And you'd let the calf, and she'd let you. We trained them that way, and you just go milk her.
Was the calf in there too, or did you have to keep the calf somewhere else?
Well, we'll keep the calf somewhere else. Well, let it go in and nurse a little while, whatever one it to get in, just take it out, put it in. I had a calf lot for it to put it in.
Well, did you ever use this lot for anything else?
Well, I don't remember nothing else.
Okay.
When we want to get our cows in, I'll get them there if you want to. Get them in to sell them, or if you want to work the calves.
Let's see. Did you say you raised hogs?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a hog lot, different place for them. Always shuck corn for them. Well, we raise barley sometime, and soak barley and feed them that.
Did the hog lot have a shelter or something they could get under?
Yeah.
What kind of thing did you have for them?
Oh, just a flat shed that's built. Yeah, not very high. Oh, maybe that high. On the back, and then the front would be higher. So you could kind of get in there to run one out, or get in there if someone was sick or something other. Or you want to put a little something in there from lay on. Hay or something.
What do you call a little hog? A young one?
Pig.
Let's see.
And the next one, a shoat.
What's that?
Well, a larger, just a hog.
Any other
After
things?
He left the pig.
Yeah, after he got through being a pig, then he was a shoat, huh?
And then he come out to be a hog. A little sow was a gilt.
I never heard that.
I mean, the small.
Now, the sow was the female, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bullhog was a boy.
Oh, boy. What do you call a place just around the barn where you might let the horses and so on just kind of walk around?
I just call it just a lot. Horse lot or barn lot.
Did you ever raise cotton?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about raising cotton. What do you have to do?
Well, you have to prepare the ground first. You mean to start with?
Yeah.
You have to prepare the ground, and then you... Of course, we just had a single row planter.
Yeah. Well, what all do you do in preparing the ground?
Well, plowing it. Just plow it and hurry it, and then you got the... We always just laid our rows off. Had to build a thing like this and put a skid along there. How far are we on the row? I put another one over here and then had a pole sticking out here with a block on it, the width of this. And it fastened a mule's ham there with a rope so you could pull it out here. And you go down this way. These would be these marks in here. Well, the first mark would have it set where it'd set over on this row, little ditch along there, and then the right distance from this one. And then he'd have it over again. And then you just start in with the cultivator and plow these rows. Well, his ground is already plowed with a disc plow or a mold board plow. I don't know what that is or not.
Tell me.
You know what a disc plow is?
Well, no.
Well, there's one of them sitting just across the fence right out there.
Is it got like a big